Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. A couple of the pieces from Robert Schumann's album for the young, The Happy Farmer and The Reaper's Song, have to do with harvesting. Today, some more music for the harvest and for fall, starting with A Man for All Seasons. That's the opening to Fall from Antonio Vivaldi's Four Seasons. Each of the violin concertos in Vivaldi's Four Seasons has a poem that goes with it. And the one for Fall begins, "The peasant celebrates the rich harvest with song and dance." There's another dancing celebration of fall in Alexander Glazunov's ballet, The Seasons. In Glazunov's ballet, they toast the fall grape harvest with a bacchanal. A bacchanal, or bacchanalia, was a riotous Roman celebration named for the mythological Greek god of wine, Bacchus. Claude Debussy also wrote a piece with those festivities in mind, The Triumph of Bacchus. There are less rambunctious harvest celebrations in music, too. When Percy Grainger first came up with this melody, he called it Hymny Tune. By the time Grainger finished that piece and gave it the name Harvest Hymn, he was nowhere near a harvest. He was on board ship. Sometimes there's not much to celebrate at harvest time. During the Great Depression, American composer Virgil Thompson wrote music for a film about the Dust Bowl, an area of the western United States that was having trouble growing or harvesting anything. If you're talking American music about farmers and ranchers, of course, you're also talking Aaron Copland. In addition to writing two cowboy ballets, Copland composed music for the movie version of John Steinbeck's novel, The Red Pony. You can find ranches all over the world, including the other America, South America. Malambo is the wild dance at the end of Alberto Ginastera's ballet Estancia, which is what they call a ranch in Ginastera's country, Argentina. Argentina is in the southern hemisphere, so the seasons are reversed. When it's spring here, it's fall there, so Argentinian harvest would be in March, April, and May. Other parts of the world have other harvest months, depending on their growing season. When Tchaikovsky, who was Russian, wrote a year's worth of piano pieces called The Seasons, he put the harvest in August. Strictly speaking, Beethoven's Symphony No. 6 isn't about farmers or harvesters, but it is about people spending a day in the country, surrounded by nature, which is why the symphony is nicknamed Pastoral. At the end of the symphony, after a huge musical thunderstorm, the sun comes out and people are very thankful. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it at WGUC Cincinnati with Tim Lanter and Bruce Ellis. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.